Michael Trent Reznor in Mercer, Pennsylvania, USA on May the 17th, 1965. Trent Reznor's formative years could not, by any reasonable stretch of the imagination, have been considered happy, something that no doubt had an effect on his musical output in later life. At the age of five, his parents divorced, and from that point onwards he was raised by his maternal grandparents. Being a precocious and intelligent child, he showed an early interest in the arts, and it was at this point that he began piano lessons. Being a natural and having real aptitude for musical instruments, he also mastered the saxophone and tuba. Obviously, music was to play a large part in the young Reznor's life. Academically, Reznor was definitely above average, and after leaving high school and studying computer engineering, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and it was here that his musical career really took off. He joined a number of groups, and with a band by the name of Problems, he recorded a version of Buddy Holly's classic song True Love Ways that appeared on the soundtrack album of the Michael J. Fox movie Light of Day. This was, of course, just the tip of the iceberg, and soon Reznor was looking for something a little more adventurous than Problems' pedestrian hard rock. By the summer of 1988, the bare bones of what was to become Nine Inch Nails was in place. Having become interested in synthesizers and drum machines, Reznor had listened to the techno music of Front 242, Depeche Mode, and other European acts. This seemed to him the obvious direction for dance music to move in. But along with Ministry, KMFDM and the like, Reznor was destined to spearhead a movement that would take that synthesized beat and add to it huge slabs of rock guitar. Single-handedly, Reznor was to give a popular angle to the industrial sound, a sound that had been relatively unpalatable up until this time. Although by his reckoning the music that Nine Inch Nails was to make had nothing at all in common with the industrial acts that went before it, the band were identified as being intrinsically industrial, like no band before or since. This has left Reznor perplexed over the years, as along with most artists, he feels no desire to have the music he makes pigeonholed. Originally, the whole Nine Inch Nails project was designed to explore the furthest reaches of what then passed for dance music. Indeed, Chicago's Ministry were also active in the same area. And the burgeoning industrial and techno scenes allowed him perfect access. Through it all, however, Reznor remained the archetypal loner figure, bringing in outside musicians only when the occasion positively demanded he do so, preferring to write, record and produce everything himself. The only guaranteed extra band member at this time was drummer Chris Vrenna, and their relationship was to prove to be a long one. The first Nine Inch Nails recordings, Industrial Nation, earned Reznor widespread acclaim, and off the back of this, he was awarded with support slots with seminal industrial acts such as Canada's Skinny Puppy and Britain's Jesus and Mary Chain and goth hero Peter Murphy. Reznor sat well alongside these comparative musical giants. Already he was starting to seem like the master musician and all-round anti-hero he was soon to become. 1990 saw Reznor release the debut Nine Inch Nails album through influential Chicago-based independent label TVT, and Pretty Hate Machine proved to be the Sgt. Pepper of the industrial dance generation, encouraging a whole new generation to don the long black trench coats and eyeliner of the now almost dead goth movement. It was a new sound for a new time, and nothing would ever really seem the same again. The cutting-edge commercialism of tracks like Sin, possibly the beginning of Reznor's long-standing disdain for religion in all its foibles, Down In It and the worldwide hit Head Like a Hole, was the launch pad for all that was to follow. The combination of biting technology, dance rhythm and intelligent lyrics marked the man as an alternative messiah, and soon the world began straining to pick up on his every word.